الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You know, we in the Western Cape have been very, very fortunate, although a lot of our history brings a lot of tears into our eyes. But we have been very, very lucky by the, in our history, the number of awliya who had come to live here in South Africa. Most of them came here as political exiles. For example, in 1667, three political exiles arrived from East Sumatra. That country or that island had been conquered by the Dutch. And these people had fought the colonization of the country, of the island. Large numbers of the religious scholars, the ulama, were killed at that time, and some of them were exiled. We were very, very fortunate that some of them were exiled to the Cape. I think I told you before that at that time in our history, 1667, there were no Qur'ans here, there were no hadith books here, there were no schools here, there were no madrasas here, there were no masjids here, nothing like that. There were no what we call physical traces of Islam. There was nothing like that here. And then in 1667, three exiles came from East Sumatra. They were Tuan Abdurrahman of Constantia. And a little bit further on from his grave, there is Tuan Mahmud of Constantia. They arrived here. And also Tuan Abdurrahman, the grave that we have in front of us, the three of them arrived here. Now they came in a ship called the Paulsbrook. This was in 1667. And they were considered men of high class at the time. So they must have been of what we call the nobility in East Sumatra at the time, or the royal family possibly. And when there were special instructions were given to the governor at the Cape, I can't remember his name, that they should be kept in chains because they were dangerous people. Muslims have been dangerous in this country for a long time, although we're very peaceful people. And two of them were sent to the forest of Constantia. There were other slaves working there. That's Tuang Abdurrahman and Tuang Mahmud. And it is my view that possibly they started the first small Islamic community there amongst the slaves in Constantia. We'll probably take Sheikh inshallah to Constantia so can see that area. It's now mainly a vine growing area for table grapes and for wine production in South Africa. In any case, so that, and Tuang Abdurrahman was brought here. Now we don't know why Tuang Abdurrahman was brought to the island. We don't have any evidence. But it might be because he was the most dangerous of the three. We don't know why. He was placed on the island and the other two were placed in the forest of Constantia. And here he was isolated. I mean, there were very few people here at the time, very few prisoners at the time. He must have been perhaps, if there were five or six people on the island, if there were any on the island at that time, because it was only a few years after Van Riebeeck had arrived here at the Cape. So our view is that, now they were all involved in the Qadri Tariqah. Now we've come just, this is again, we just assume that they must have been Qadri Sheikhs. And that it is possible that the first Tariqah that had come to the Cape was a Qadri Tariqah. It's also possible the first practices here at the Cape, this was very early. This was in 1667. In 1652, the Dutch arrived here for the first time. We also believe that the first practices here were the Qadri practices. So it's quite possible that the Gerwi Sharif was the first tasawuf practice that was practiced here. Because if they were Qadri Sheikhs, they probably have done that. It was very interesting that when 27 years later Tuang Yusuf arrived here, they were here. We don't know whether they met Tuang Yusuf. It's something that I would like to know. Did these Qadri Sheikhs who were in Constantia meet Tuang Yusuf who was in Fori? Tuang Yusuf, of course, was the great, perhaps in our history, the greatest Muslim to have arrived, greatest Muslim leader to have arrived here. But we don't know whether they met. We don't also know why Tuang Abdurrahman was brought to the island. We don't know that. There's nothing in our history because no records were kept of these things. And later on when the other political prisoners came in, like Mandela from the African National Congress and the Pan-African National Congress, it was common for Mandela to come and sit here. He writes about this, the peace and contentment that he found sitting here because the prison was just up the road. And I think that this Darga here is part of the history of this island. So many of the visitors come from overseas, they come and visit this Darga because it's associated with Mandela. It's also part of our history. It was all part of the history of the country because of the exiles that had come here. The first people to have come to the island, of course, as exiles were Muslim exiles. Later on, the others arrived. All right, that's all that I've got to tell you. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Wallahu A'lam. Shukran, Sheikh.
Allah Allah Allah.